You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Friday night, and it's Sports and Life, right?
Yes.
Who would ever want less than Sports and Life?
Yes.
And I'm talking about, by the way, we got an update on the Dodgers score for all those people that needed to be updated. The Dodgers are losing. Astros 5, Dodgers 3. It's in the sixth inning.
Oh, my God.
In the Minute Maid Park. So, you know. I like George Bush. He likes to touch women. That's the poor guy, 93, he puts a little pinch and they put it on the news.
Yeah. Everything's going on the news. I've been watching TV and everybody's cutting on and, crying and going through all these ramifications.
And, right. And look at the guy from ABC. What was his name? Mark. He does a show called Morning Joe. Uh-huh. You know, I watch it because I can't get to bed by 3 o'clock. You know,
that's when I file a final.
Yeah, so
it's 3 in the morning.
So anyway, 3 o'clock, they had this guy named Mark Halperin. And he looks like
Remember him. Oh, from New York.
Yeah,
yes.
He had sex with 8 women. Anyway, that was...
Was he the one that was wearing ladies' underwear at one point?
I don't know. Sounds good to me.
What sports guy back in New York was doing that?
No, this guy, what he'd do, he'd say, "You're an intern." And the woman goes, "Okay." And then he would say, "Come to my hotel room." And they said, "Okay." Then he said, "You got promoted." and he went on to NBC. NBC cut him out. No longer at NBC today. They fired him.
Well, thank God, because, you know, after what they did to Billy Bush, they just, you know, killed him right away, his career. He was off the TV.
Billy Bush is going to have a new show coming up.
They're good. I liked Billy Bush. I know that interview, they showed the tape of him and Trump when Trump was mouthing off. And poor Billy Bush really looked embarrassed and like he didn't know what to say.
He looked like he was in trouble zone.
And he was like just, yeah, yeah.
And you know what the problem is nowadays?
What?
I think it's wrong what they did, Harvey Weinstein. And this girl came out today and said, "Harvey touched me. He touched me." And you just do a whole song. And then you have that actress who was in, she did a about witches, and she's Italian, but she's not Irish. Rose McGowan.
Oh, okay.
You know the gal who's redhead?
Oh, yes.
So you know what I wrote her? I go, "Rose, you did Every Man in Hollywood. So telling me that you're..." And she says that she said something weird about her body. She says, "I'm just a slut something." I said, "Why would you say that at a conference?"
Well, women are saying the most weird things. I was in there getting my nails done, and this young girl, white girl, I mean like traditional white girl, is sitting next to me, and I said, "Oh, you've gotten your nails done in a traditional red color."
Yeah.
She said, "Well, I want to be a bitch tonight." And I said, "Excuse me?" And it was like, she looked like she was like from the Midwest or something. And I said, "Don't you mean you want to be fierce?" She said, "No, I want to own the word bitch." And I thought, honey, you need something because there's no way you even have that look.
Well, you know what they have? They do have psycho wards in Los Angeles available 24 hours a day.
So who knows what's going through people's heads.
We got some news. We're gonna talk UFO news. We got Ken Pfeiffer coming in.
Okay.
Talking about UFO sightings. And we're going to talk about your wonderful play you're doing.
Yes.
Introduce yourself
yes.
to my wonderful audience.
Hi, everyone. I'm Susan Chambers.
Welcome,
Susan.
Susan Chambers.
Yeah, so I'm...
Where are you from, L.A.?
I'm from L.A., the San Fernando Valley.
Okay, cool. Sister.
Yeah.
The soul sister. Go ahead. Yeah. So you're doing a play.
Uh-huh. It's called Uncover the Moon at Zombie Joe's Underground Theater in North Hollywood.
I've been there.
Yeah, so the show's Uncover the Moon. It's opening next Saturday, November 4th at 8:30 p.m. And it's also November 11th, 18th, and 20th.
Are you an actress in it?
I'm not an actress in it, but I'm directing it.
Directing, yay! It's hard to direct, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep these actors in focus, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Now tell us mainly how'd you get into this wonderful world of theater?
Theater. Well, I studied English in college, and then I started taking playwriting classes, and I loved it. I acted off and on sometimes, and then I ran into Zombie Joe at a barbecue one day, and he told me to come check out his theater. I was part of the Festival of Living Arts show that was there about like a month or so ago.
Yeah, it's a very nice show, by the way.
Yeah.
People out there haven't get a chance, you go. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to go, by the way, when we go to Roswell, Cassandra's going. Yes, and by the way, you know who's going with us? Jose.
Oh, good, good, good.
Jose.
Good. He's better now.
Escamilla. Good. Well, he's better when he gets the beer. He's
okay.
No, just kidding. I'm just kidding with him. But anyway, they're going to have, they have a thing called about with the UFO. We're going to see a play over there.
Oh, about UFOs.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
I love live theater. It's uh-huh. it's real, uh-huh. and you're there, and it, you're experiencing it, so mm-hmm. better than...
Yeah, you get so much more from a live experience,
exactly.
having that connection with the actors in front of you. It's
right, and when I was a teacher, and we take kids to live performances, they would be riveted.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, more so than yeah. if you put a video on or a movie on. They would actually get really quiet and pay attention because they're actually having an experience.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying that, the same thing. Oh, we got important. A live call. We got a live call.
Who's calling?
Instead of a dead call.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to Cameron Sports and Live. Is this my buddy Ken? Ken Pfeiffer?
Hey, Cameron. Hi. How you doing, pal?
Good. How
hi,
are you?
Ken.
I got Cassandra.
Hello, Ken.
Cassandra, our UFO.
Oh, good. Hey, Cassandra, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And how are you doing?
Terrific. Yeah, I'm. There must be a meteor showers going on because I saw a dynamite a meteor last night around 2 o'clock in the morning. I usually go out back on my porch and have a cigarette, and it was just fantastic. And I just saw another one tonight. I regrettably didn't look on the web to see if there's anything going on here. There might be some kind of a meteor shower thing going on here for a couple of days. I'm going to have to check it out.
I think it's supposedly the residue left by one of the big comets that went by.
I think you're right. I forget the name of that monster comet that travels by, but apparently we're getting a lot of great meteors coming into the atmosphere. And
right.
part of my theory is I think some of these meteors that people think are meteors, I think they're alien craft entering the Earth's atmosphere. So that's wanted to throw that out there.
I don't know. Ken knows that. You probably know, Cassandra, because you are our expert. Did you know there's 25 cities in the United States that get visited by UFOs?
Yeah.
25 cities.
Yeah, this circle.
I was in the UFO sightings. And the number one city, I couldn't believe it, in the last 15 years, Phoenix, Arizona.
Right, because it's on the 37th parallel, I think the deal is, and they're finding lots of craft are navigating along the 37th parallel.
Did you know that, Ken?
Yes. Matter of fact, I was kind of saying, apparently someone did a lot of work here in putting this this list together here. I can read it off for you real quick here. Let me see.
Phoenix is one.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you read it off.
Well, I just got a few of them because I didn't want to bore my audience. But
I got
227 incidents in Phoenix. Las Vegas is number two.
Well, why not? I mean, fabulous lights that very attractive. And then, you know, the tall whites are out working at Area 51, those gals that I know.
They're over there.
Two tall white.
And also Lincoln County.
Yeah,
Lincoln County. By the way, I have photos in Lincoln County soon. We'll find out what really is
cool.
going on.
Cool.
See, the government doesn't want to know about Lincoln County. But that's where the UFOs are kept. You know what they said about Trump? They'll release... About the UFOs, I don't think it's going to happen. No way. I don't think so.
No, he's not releasing anything unless he talks to me.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And that's what I've been waiting since the election.
But they're not going to release anything because he was quoted today saying about, you know, they released the JFK stuff, which was remarkable.
All redacted.
What they had, but the real hidden behind it, and Ken knows and I know, is about the Cuban plot. And all those about the Sam Giancano.
Oh, and
Marilyn Monroe. Did you read about Marilyn Monroe?
No, but that was very sad.
Robert Kennedy.
They were just very vicious. You talk about Weinstein. Look at what the two Kennedy boys.
Oh yeah, they did plenty. They did. You're right. They did plenty. Yeah. And in the manuscript, it was really interesting. I know Ken. They talk about the. But you know, JFK was supposed to do it. I think it was 2 days prior. Talk about America going to space. And what happened was, they think it's an coincidence with the UFOs and what happened is assassination. So it's very interesting. Do you feel there's any coincidence to that?
I don't know. I've never asked anything. Whenever I've been in a meeting with the coalition, I've never asked anything about that.
Uh-huh.
But there was a lot going on with Kennedy. And so getting a hit, you know, he could have gotten hit by, you know, Fidel could have put a hit out on him. Fidel had put a hit out on Martin Luther King. That I know. That I was told.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then he also put a hit on Robert.
Yeah, Robert.
What do you think, Ken, from your aspect? Was there any UFO connection?
Before you were born, sweetheart.
She's our child.
It's really hard to say. With all this information being released about Kennedy, I think it's just going to make the mystery deepen. There's going to be more questions and speculation, I'm kind of glad they're going to disclose, but then again, I think they're only going to disclose what they want disclosed and nothing else.
And
along with the UFO disclosure, like I said before, and you know, I don't think that'll ever happen. The president, I can't see any president coming on TV saying, "Hey guys, there's UFOs landing and they're in the they're in the skies right now," and there would just be too many questions to answer. And I don't think disclosure is going to happen in my lifetime. I certainly hope it doesn't, because I think the stock markets will crash and the religions will be in turmoil and people, 99% of the population, they won't be able to handle the truth. And I think it's going to be probably the worst thing that would ever happen, disclosure of UFOs myself.
No, they won't. Forget it. The government's not going to release anything. The only government that's ever released anything have been the Russians back in January 2019.
Germany's going to release something on the UFO stuff.
Yeah, Germany can get away with releasing stuff because at least their people are responsible adults over there.
It's funny because, as you know, we'll never hear about this on CNN or Fox or anything, because from what I understand from the information I have, all of these news agencies have been sequestered by the government not to overplay any of these UFO sightings. I mean, they're basically not allowed to come out and otherwise they'd be reporting UFO sightings every day, because there's thousands of them every day. The only ones who report these sightings are the ones who either have laptops or, desk computers. And, you know, you have to have some kind of a communication means in order to report a UFO sighting. And quite frankly, a lot of people don't have that. And the ones that do have it, they don't know to go to MUFON to report the sighting. So there's tons of sightings that are not reported every day throughout the world.
And by the way, one other thing I was going to mention. Now, Ken, we're going to talk about the sightings that you have found. He's a what we call in the world a researcher, and so is Cassandra. They're researchers, and they find out.
Well, I'm
a
collaborator.
Elaborator.
I'm a collaborator.
She's a collaborator.
I collaborate with them.
I'm just a UFO. What they say? Really
experiencer.
There you go. Ken, so what is the latest on the UFO? I would say. Sightings right now. Where are they going now? Mostly from what you've seen.
The latest is, we're getting because of people having these phones they're carrying around every day with the cameras. We're getting tons of sightings. Of course, like I said, people now have the means to report these things, and if we can just get them to report them to MUFON, because we're trying to collect all this information in our database and hopefully do something with it. We are all volunteers from MUFON, so this is something. I mean, you really have to have a passion for this subject in order to want to do it every day. That's something I do. It's my hobby has turned into a full time job.
Oh yeah.
But we're getting more and more. I don't think it necessarily means that more UFOs are coming into our atmosphere. I think that now, like I said, we have the capability to report these things, and that's what we're doing.
Well, anyway, what I was going to mention, anything of all the sightings, anything that has come out, because I know you cover the sightings, anything we should know, because I have one, actually. It was a ancient bottle that was found on Mars. It was happened recently on a rover photo. They have a bottle that was from the 1800s.
Really?
It was on Mars.
Well, that could have been from that episode of Doctor Who.
There you know. But it was on the UFO sighting news. And then I have a couple others that I know you probably going to follow. Darth Vader head found on Mars.
Oh, I saw those pictures.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
The spirit.
Yeah, some of them are really incredible. On my website, worldufophotos.org, I have a gallery of moon photos and Mars photos, and my other website, KenPfeifferDiscoveries.com. I have many discoveries on the moon and Mars, and a lot of these things are real. You know, they're finding all kind of things. This rover is finding all kind of things on Mars right now.
There's a new one going up.
No, of course, they're all dead, and it's fossils and structures, temples that look like that have crumbled. There's just some amazing things on Mars, that's for sure.
And then they have the heads they're finding, and Darth Vader head, which we talked about. Yeah. But, you know, I was going to ask you now, in the United States right now, what is the sightings right now? Which is the one you'd like to tell us about of the sightings? Because I saw so many.
I have one here. It's an interesting one here. This was in Mountain View, California.
Okay, that's up north.
This was October 3rd, a few weeks ago this year, Mountain View, California. Basically, the statement said, the witness said that while working at Moffett Field, NASA Ames Research, during construction, we had numerous aircraft we observed. Today, I saw a typical commercial aircraft heading towards Oakland. Okay. I noticed the round oval shape object in a very close profile following the commercial craft, approximately 500 feet behind it. It veered to the right, heading towards Moffett Field very slowly. Silver flashes as it was rolling, but looked at as if it would just flash light, a mirror or a bright light. It traveled slowly to the east, seemed to stop a few times, and then continue its path. Other people saw it, but could not explain what they were looking at. Hmm. I knew what it was. That's what the witness stated.
Really?
So he had something following the commercial craft there, and it's, you know, this happens every day.
Well, have you ever seen the one? I saw this one downtown, and with a couple of weeks ago, it reappeared downtown. It changes shape. It goes from a square, like to a triangle, to a circle, and it stops and then pulses light. That one's great. I love that. It's like performance art in the sky. In fact, I leaned out of my car because I was at a traffic light, and I started applauding because it was great fun. It's great fun.
Yeah, it seems that these alien craft, they can change shape whenever they want. It's really, really strange. There's another one here in Carlsbad, California. This was
San Diego,
August 24th, a month or two ago. But this was, people said, I sent a couple photos of this in Carlsbad. And the witness said that we were out in the backyard barbecuing, and my wife saw the object. I was on telephone and immediately got off. I told my wife to take as many pictures as possible. It was standing still, and all the lights were on. They were white, red, and green lights. When I first observed it, I thought this must be a UFO, as I had never seen anything like this before. It was standing still in the sky, then suddenly it shot off across the sky and stopped dead still again. Then it just took off and disappeared. The hair on the back of my neck stood up, as this must have been something I would never witness again in my lifetime. I felt I had seen my first UFO. And I sent a couple of photos in there to you.
Because I was
showing, they got some pretty good shots of this thing, whatever it was. And I'm glad these people are carrying carrying these cameras around with them every day.
Ken, do you have any pictures of the big black rectangular ship, the one that has like all the big giant lights on one side? Do you have any pictures of that?
Yes, I do. I have them on. Well, of course, that was the Belgium, I think, the Belgium UFO flap, possibly. But I have tons of quite a few triangle photos on the worldufophotos.org. They're all real photos there, or what I feel are real alien craft, or, you know, people say UFOs, and we all know what UFO means. It's you know, something
unidentified
coming from outside of our Earth here, from another planet. So
Ken, the big black rectangular ship is actually time travelers, humans from the future that have come back to get DNA.
Right.
That's who they are. Because I've been on that ship countless numbers of times. I have three children up. Yeah, they're collecting DNA because the human race is at a dead end. We need them. They're coming back to get some of the DNA that got lost over the centuries.
Wow, that's incredible. I've never really spoke to anyone who was, well, I shouldn't say that. Director George Fowler, he's the director of MUFON New Jersey. When he was kids, him and a few of his friends basically went on board a spaceship, and the spaceship flew him around. So
yeah, Mike, wow.
He's got
I
a incredible
huh?
story also about that. But that's incredible that you were actually up in a spaceship and traveling around. That's yeah. just yeah. you're very lucky, I feel.
Anyway, Ken, one last thing. We've got a full show tonight. We want to thank you. What we'd like to do is next week we're gonna have a guy who claimed that he came in the wrong year, 2018. He came this year. He said that there's yeah. gonna be an invasion. I don't know if I talked to you about it. We're gonna have him on the show next week.
Okay.
He's gonna come on.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'll call in next week with a couple of tidbits I have, and I'd love to hear that interview.
Anyway, thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks, Ken.
We're moving along.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me on, Cameron. I appreciate it very much. You got a great show, that's for sure.
Thank you very much, Ken. Thanks. I appreciate your warm thoughts. Thanks so much.
Have a nice evening. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, we're going to get what we're going to do. Bernadette, if you're listening, call in. Bernadette, our life coach from
Texas,
going to call in. And I wanted to mention also, we were talking about trips. Going, you know, like LA Life Conscious. I'm not going this year because very expensive, and I was telling Cassandra earlier, too expensive. You stay at the Hilton, it's going to cost you a lot of bills. I didn't see anything I haven't seen already.
Yeah.
And it's kind of if you went to one MUFON show, you've seen them all. I just don't want to see the same people again and again and again. So the same books, mm-hmm. same stuff. They're going to have, Jimmy Church and others, but that's what's going to happen. Oh, we got Bernadette on the phone. Welcome. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yes, happy Halloween.
This is our Halloween show. Next week is already November. Hello, welcome. Did we get her? Let me get her on. I like the comunicado. Did we get her? Here, let's get her.
Your Hello? Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 512-902-5377
okay.
is not available. At the tone,
okay.
please record your message.
When
you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay. I think we're going to get Bernadette. Bernadette, are you there?
Hey!
Hey! Hi.
Happy almost Halloween!
I know! Happy Halloweeny! Anyway, Bernadette, she's gonna be out.
Hold on. I have to turn it. There you go. I had to turn it.
Okay. Okay. She's at a party.
Too much technology.
By the way, happy Halloween to everybody,
yes.
wherever they are.
Happy Halloween to everybody.
Yeah.
Wow, do we have exciting things going on this week or what?
Well, they have, in LA, they have the Haunted Mansions. The haunted home.
I don't go to those things. I did Universal Studios with my sister, my baby sister when she came.
That's Cassandra.
Yeah, hi. She kept pushing me in front. She kept pushing me into the zombies. So I don't do those things anymore.
I can't go to those at all either.
Yeah. Nah.
But if you want to see something really scary, go
yes.
to Zombie Joe's Urban Death.
Oh, yes, I heard that's very
yes.
good. I heard it's very
yeah.
good. And you have to feel it.
Here we have the House of Torment, and it sounds much like what you were talking about.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your
everywhere.
Message.
Yeah,
press 2 to erase and re-record.
It's fun. It's exciting.
Hold on. Call me back, because we had an interference from when I was trying to call her.
Yeah.
Anyway,
are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1
okay.
to listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record, press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4.
Okay, we're going to get call someone, then we'll get Bernadette. Someone called us.
Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off.
Is not available.
You know, the energy was really weird this morning. When I went
anyway, call us back.
Sorry, you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
I love the lovely things, ladies.
This number.
So what is the name of your play again?
Uncover the Moon.
Hey, I'm sorry. I keep dropping, guys.
Oh, great.
Oh.
Uncover the Moon.
Are you okay? Could you hear us?
Yes, I can. I don't know what's up with the connections tonight, so I apologize. You lose me. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So what's going on in Austin?
Yeah, tell us about Austin, Texas.
Well, you know, Halloween really is all about 6th Street these days.
Oh, yes.
So last year was really weird because it was the first year I had not seen any real kid action on the streets. Do you guys still have all that going on in California?
Well, we get few because either they take a busload from a bad neighborhood and bring them in, or you see kids up on a popular street called Rinaldi, and people, they bring them in to get the candy, which is stupid. Why get the kids candy? But people bring the kids to get candy. Unbelievable.
And I live in a high-rise apartment building.
Oh, you're mostly hard to get to.
Yeah, so forget it. We don't do it.
Anyway, everybody out there, what I was going to say is, Bernadette is a life coach. She's going to come to California. I won't be here. Bernadette, I'm not going to do the LA life consciousness, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to head up your way. I'm going to go to Sedona, and Cassandra go with me. I'm not going to do Contact in the Desert, because I found Contact in the Desert is a ripoff, and then I'm not going to do the other one. I'm going to do San Francisco, maybe. We'll see. Because a lot of these events are so expensive. And then you go to them, you get disappointed.
Oh, yeah, because the Experiencers Cafe things were very disappointing.
Yeah, and the food is like, go to Costco and package it. That's what it was like.
No.
We're going to be here. We're going to be here in Cali, and then we're going to go. I'll let you know when I go to New Mexico, because you're real close. I go to Austin from New Mexico when I travel.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I look forward to that.
We could do a live show from there. We could do a bar in New Mexico. I mean, in Austin and then in New Mexico.
Yeah, we could go watch the bats come out at night.
Yes.
Oh, my God, right? One of the largest attractions. It still amazes me to this day how, is as far as the eye can see, you just have people lining up to see the bats come out. It's amazing.
Now, those originally, weren't they originally
I was
in some
going
movie
under the,
theater or something?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Wasn't they all originally in some vintage movie theater that got renovated and then all the bats went out and then went to the cave, went under the bridge? Wasn't that the original story?
You know?
No.
I hadn't heard that portion of the story.
Well, I was watching all those, you know, renovation shows, and that's when one of the renovation shows was talking about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Batman.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's a cool image.
You know more about my city than I do. That's
I'm telling you. Cassandra knows. Anyway, what I was going to tell you is, we had another week with the men and women, and men's, proposition women. It was crazy week in America. All these crazy stories. Now, your take is life coach, and you try to get people back. What do you think of all these stories coming out?
You know, it's like we were talking about last week, it's not very surprising to me that more of these things are coming out, because it's with our presidential influence, it has brought out a lot more of these free-spirited type ways of behaving. And so it's not surprising to me that we're seeing a lot more surfacing. And the social media, of course, is helping to get, you know, everything out and in the open now, which never really was present before. So it's getting a lot more notoriety, and people aren't being quiet about these things anymore, at least not for as long of a period of time. So I think that it's great that we are getting the publicity that this stuff is still going on.
Right.
But as far as being surprising, it's not. It's a little disheartening.
Yes, I'd say so.
But surprising not. I think that this new generation underneath us is just so powerful for what is coming.
Right.
And I think that the entire energy shift and the awareness and everything that's going on is going to help to boost the women in the right direction, to help that 18% that we have to conquer socially. You know, even though we may have lost a couple of points, we are gaining momentum, and I think that that's even more powerful than the actual acts themselves.
What I was going to say, kick these guys out of Hollywood that say to you, honey, I'll get you in a film.
Well, it's not even that. This goes way back thousands of years. This is, you know, when you have a religious system that says God the Father loves boys best and boys are entitled. Right. One of my neighbors, this guy says to me one day that God made women to serve men. And I just looked at him and I was like, oh, really?
Okay. Well, he's the new Archie Bunker. Right now.
You know, that is a powerful sentiment too, because I grew up in that very same type of a mindset.
Right.
And wow, you know, how crippling is that for not just, you know, what we feel passionate about that we can make a difference, but, you know, to our esteem and everything else that goes along with it.
Well, it also
it's
is
such a big way of thinking.
Don't you also think, that it's detrimental to men because it breaks they don't really get to experience the love that they could be receiving from women because they've been told women are inferior. So it's a way of breaking up the relationship, a heterosexual relationship, demeaning and degrading women.
Absolutely.
And look at men.
Well, it's a detriment to men because, you know, there's power in equality.
Right.
And when you are able to share those energies and bring to the table exactly which each is supposed to represent, and that's not something that is foretold. I mean, that's something that you, in a relationship, you get to learn, because not every man is created the same with all the characters. It's not every woman. I mean, there's so many women who are in very powerful positions and, you know, very intellectual positions. They have great responsibility. And so to demean that is only, you're absolutely right. It is only hurting the men in the long run because joining forces is so much more advancing than, you know, trying to thumb somebody down with control. And again, you know, women are just taking more of a firm approach towards their own personal desires. And so in traditional relationships where you still have that inequality, that turbulence, as far as energy is concerned, it is going to be a detriment to that relationship at some point because, you know, I'm sorry?
Yeah. I said, go ahead, because we get all these folks on. You know me when I do this show. Bring them in. Anyway, Bernadette, I appreciate your thoughts because what we're going to do.
Thank you, Bernadette.
We're going to have some folks talk about, I have a comedian come in, talk about his new show, and then we're going to, you know, God, time goes by so fast when you do radio. Yeah. But you'll come in next week. We're gonna have a guy who was sent from another planet to tell us what's going on.
Oh, good.
So you'll be here.
Oh, good.
We will see what he has to say. Anyway, thank you so much, darling. Have a good Halloween.
Thank you. You guys do the same. It's always a pleasure, Cameron. Thanks, guys.
My pleasure.
Have a good night.
You.
Good
All
night.
Right.
Good weekend.
All right. So what we're gonna do, as they say in the world of radio, mention your show real quick because I didn't really give you a fair amount of time.
Uncover the Moon at Zombie Joe's. It's
give the address.
Zombie Joe's is 4850 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood.
Tickets
are $15.
Okay.
You can buy tickets on zombiejoes.tix.com.
Okay.
And it's 4 Saturdays in November at 8:30 p.m. It opens next Saturday.
Okay.
And this is a dark and magical coming-of-age tale. It's a really interesting show. It inspires you to question a lot of these things. And it's about a young girl coming of age in this society that's twisted and odd and magical. And it's just an interesting show to see. So please.
Welcome to Los Angeles. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, let me take this call real quick. I apologize. The nature of the show tonight.
Thank
good,
you.
Good evening, Cameron Sports and Live.
Hello.
Welcome. Who's this? Who is this?
Hi, this is Joe Wade from the Simi Valley Historical Society.
Yes, I talked to you earlier. Now, you're having a wonderful thing for Los Días de Muertos.
Los Muertos.
Los Muertos. So tell us about your celebration.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're on live radio, so you want to go a little.
My birthday is November 1st, so this is a big holiday that I've always celebrated.
Yeah,
even
see?
When I lived on the East Coast.
So anyway, tell us about the event. Because we've got a.
Oh, you want specifically about our event here in Simi?
Yeah.
All right, so it's this Sunday, October 29th. It runs from 2 to 7.
Okay.
We've got 5 hours of nonstop entertainment. We've got a mariachi band. We've got Aztec dancers, the Folklorico dancers, okay. Two different groups. We've got live storytelling, tons of craft vendors.
Okay.
Crafts for kids. It's $7 for adults, $5 for kids.
Oh, that's very reasonable.
It's a great time.
Well, people, you know, bring your kids and enjoy El Día de los Muertos.
Día de los Muertos.
You know what's funny? When they started the holiday, they had it in Santa Clarita. They had a big thing. So the announcer goes, Los Días de Huerta. I go, what the hell is he talking about? You know, because it was just starting. But anyway, we will come, and it's $5 for kids, $7 for adults, right? Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's great for everybody.
Food? You got food? Did I hear food?
Yep. Okay. Yes. We have 5 food vendors. We've got tacos and... Okay. Fruit cups and kettle corn and all coffee, right. And
we'll go starving there.
More. Okay, tons of food.
Cool. Anyway, we appreciate you coming on. Give us your address real quick, and then we got to move on, as they say in radio.
All right. It's at Strathern Historical Park in Simi Valley at 137 Strathern Place.
Okay.
In Simi.
Simi Valley. Strathern is Square. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway, so people come to it.
All right.
And we'll meet one day. I think you want to meet with me one day. We'll talk about events, and we appreciate you coming on. All right?
Yep. Thanks all so right. Much. Not a problem. Thanks much.
Take care.
Take care.
All right.
All right.
We're a fast moving show on LA Talk Radio. We keep people coming on. Now tell us.
Orale.
We had you on before.
Hey, everybody here. Ride or die. Ride or die. Everybody, all you fans out there, people that are listening. Thank you so much for supporting us right now. We're just popping right in. And I also have George Corona, the script writer here.
Hey,
and also on listening also is our director, Gabriel Croa. He's right now, he is over at Universal Studios. And now he's doing a production right now. Hopefully he's going to be calling in. And
okay, we're waiting.
Candy Loya, yes, right
Candy
here.
Loya!
The other host, yes. We got our Candy Loya here in the business.
Everybody.
All right.
I build you up. Actress.
Yes.
Model actress, radio host.
And you come here and do our show.
There you go.
Yes.
Wow.
And I'm auditioning for his new movie, and I know I'm going to get it.
Oh, I'm not.
Yes. There you go. There you go.
I know that already.
Hollywood.
Let's go.
Audition.
Get ready to get started. Let's get this party started now,
and
man.
You got the
money raised
for the film? We're trying to get the money raised, so that's another thing that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the movie. We're also going to do a... what's it called again? What you got there, George?
But I have the synopsis. A little kind of teaser to get you going, and get your juices flowing. You know,
teaser, man.
Teaser. Good.
Tell us the teaser,
please.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Here we go. We're gonna start off with there.
Let's get a chair.
All right. Yeah. This is a synopsis for the show. Junior, the protagonist, comes back from living in Georgia to his father's funeral in his hometown of Los Angeles. He soon finds out that not all is as it seems when Junior slowly begins to get dragged into a game he is unaware of, keeping him from leaving the world of his estranged father. With the help of his tío Lalo, he is now on his way to finding out what really happened the night of his father's death.
Ooh.
Twists and turns in every bend, but also betrayal and corruption. Every episode we find out which path Junior goes on. Can he stick to his guns and walk the straight and narrow, or will he become what he has always hated? Every choice has a consequence, and every action has a motive. In this drama of love, family, and low rides.
Or George Lopez would say, coming interaction.
There you go.
Anyway, sounds good. Sounds really good. And you guys are waiting for the Bucks to get together and put this together, right?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. The thing is that right now is that it started basically was just we're trying to do a little short film. And I contacted George Corona. And let me tell you something. This kid right here, I call him
sharp.
Kid because he's younger than
sharp.
I am right now.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. He is sharp. He is smart. And I couldn't have worked with a better writer.
Right.
You know, we compromised going to something there. But when we started developing this, people got word of what we were doing. and it got bigger than what we had imagined. So now we're making it, now we're putting it into a TV series. Now we're hooked up with Canon Films, and so looking to go someplace. So make this thing short. I know that we're a little bit short on time here, but we
It's a Halloween show. That's
all. Yeah, there you go. We are going to be holding auditions, and also you guys can come to my our Facebook page. I keep on saying mine, but it's ours. Our Facebook page. It's Ride or Die TV series. You go to Facebook. Ride you go ahead and look. You look into that. That's where you're going to find all of our stuff that we're doing, auditions, locations, so you guys can
come
up and go
there. What are you looking for, audition-wise?
For all my fans out there, I'll be at the audition, okay? So don't forget, I know all of you guys want to meet me, so I will be there, so you guys have a chance to audition.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes. Our auditions that we're going to be looking for is Lowrider Affiliated, so we'll be looking for Hispanics. Asian. So, because basically they're going to we're going to have stuff within Japan.
Oh,
so
nice.
Japan.
Cool.
So Japanese. Yep. So we Japan. The correct word I guess would be Asian descent that we're looking for. White, blacks. So we're looking at all types. We're bringing a diversity to this film. We're not just targeting just one. We're bringing everybody to come in there because we want everybody to enjoy the film. And so it's going
to
be pretty
sold
crazy.
To a network.
Yes, and the thing is too is that of course my character plays as Junior, and we're going to be looking for another co-star, female blonde, basically like a Southern Belle type. That's where I moved to.
Georgia, because she came back. Georgia.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a diversity where she comes in. Of course, my family doesn't really take too much to her because she's different. But
yeah,
you know what?
Too different.
But that's but hey,
family's always
that's right. But I love her the way. But she is my ride or die, and that's the whole concept is that we're trying to find out who killed my dad. So yeah,
news at 11 on that one.
Yeah,
there you go. George Fighter would say that's a news at 11.
So did anything, George, you want to add anything to that, man?
Just that.
Do you have a page for people that want to donate for film?
That's going to be our next.
Yeah. Crowdfunding is the next stop. Yeah, we're gonna put a little project together and even some little giveaways for people that donate such and such amount of money.
Unrenium, whatever they call that thing. But that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just anything because this project is more than just another TV series. It's something that we haven't seen on TV before and something that I believe a lot of people have been waiting for.
Well, people are, you know. People want good stuff. And I know when I watch TV...
Good stories, yeah.
And I watch TV, the shows are stupid. The ones that you see. And even Will and Grace.
Oh, my God.
They can't even know what to write. Will and Grace is horrible.
Yeah.
And not only bad...
And I used to love that show.
And you know what they did? They went off another angle, and the show is not... The ratings, I don't know if they're any good. But I would say... I skip it. I watch basketball instead. NBA basketball.
I'm on Smithsonian.
Smithsonian's nice. So anyway, we heard about your casting. That's great.
Right.
And it's going to be filmed here in L.A.?
Yeah, we're going to have three different parts. We'll have it in Los Angeles, East L.A. area. We're also going to have it in Santa Clarita, a place out there, San Fernando Valley. We're getting everybody, all bikers, street bikes, Harley Davidsons. Lowrider car clubs, certain things that in the mix that we're going to be having a lot of things. And also, I can't say right now, but I know I jumped the gun. We have a group musicians that are well known, and I can't say it because I already jumped the gun. People already know who it's going to be. It's going to be, but they're gonna assist us on helping us with this. So
good,
that sounds great.
Yeah, when it all comes out, it's just going to be bigger than what we imagined. And you know what?
You got Candy Loya.
I got Candy Loya here. There you go. And we started from scratch. So, I mean, it's just...
Good luck.
When you put a film together, because we've had, you know, people come and go, and I'll tell you, when they put a film together, it's the art that comes through.
Right.
And I see this thing become a real... I see a franchise.
Yes.
It's going to be a franchise.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hoping.
Franchise. Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know what? You don't know.
Yeah, nothing's
promised.
You
get the first film, and people will like it, because it's different. And I think people like different.
And which, okay. I'm glad you said that, because what we're doing is, because like I said, we are trying to get funded for this project. One way or the other, it's going to be done.
Oh,
so it's going to be non-union. If you guys, anybody else that wants to participate,
no union.
But you know, like I said, I've told everybody too that it's non-union.
Yeah.
If you would like to help us, and they kind of they kind of give it the whole thing. But when they read the script and they know what it's about, and they also know who's being attached to it, and then they change their mind. It's just like, we want to make this. We're taking time on this. We want to make this a really good one. We don't want to rush into it.
Because yeah,
rush
into hold it, on one second. I'm going to take this call. Maybe it's the person.
Gabriel, yes, it is.
Is this Gabriel?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, what's up, Gabriel? That's our director.
Director of this wonderful project. So tell us about.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
We're doing great. Good. We're all happy. We're ready to celebrate Halloween. Anyway.
Oh, yes.
Halloween is coming.
Feeling you
so tell us about this
Halloween's
project.
Halloween's coming, right?
Tell us about being a director on this film.
Exactly. So, Phil, Gil's filling you guys in on the Ride and Die story, huh?
Yes, he is. He told us how you're going to do crowdfunding to raise money.
Hi, Gabriel. It's Candy.
He has him on Facebook.
Hey, she's a star. Anyway, so tell us, have you directed other things out there? I get a big silence of the lamb.
No. Gabriel, where are you, man?
That's all
right.
Maybe I killed him. I don't know.
Problems tonight with phone calls.
Hello? You there? Okay.
Yeah, maybe gone.
If he calls back, he comes back. Because we don't have a little bit of time. Anyway, what I was going to mention is a few things.
Yes.
Candy Loy is looking for work.
Yes. She'll be auditioning as well too. So.
Broadcasting, where did she get? And here we got a call back.
Okay.
Okay, Gabriel.
Yes.
Gabriel, welcome back.
Hey man. Anyway,
when I asked you about directing, have you done other projects?
Can you repeat that again? I couldn't.
Okay. Have you done other directorial projects?
Oh yeah, plenty of projects, man. I mean, we're doing right now a project for Netflix, and we can't really say what it is, but
no problem. The reason why,
been in this game for a minute. You know, I've been in it for like since I was 8 years old in the industry.
Wow.
So I've been acting, directing, all that stuff, modeling. So I know the business inside out. You know what it takes to become success, and what a story needs to become to be, you know, and a film it takes to become a success as well. You know, I definitely have really great feelings about this project. It's got great potentials. You know, Lowriders are definitely one of my favorite things. I was hooked on Lowriders as a kid. I saw the potential the car does, and I hit actually switches, man. I was like hooked. When I hit those switches, like, you know, my friend let me use he had a switch box. And I was like, man, this is awesome. So I was hooked on Lowriders ever since. So it's crazy.
So you're excited for this film? This is going to be a franchise. I told them, the guys. I think it's going to be a franchise.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to give a lot of opportunities to people that Hollywood shut the doors on. This is definitely, you know, this a lot of the projects that we do is definitely opens the doors for a lot of people, you know, that want to participate and, you know, get themselves out there as well.
It sounds like what we're doing with Amazon, because what we're going to do to Amazon, we're going to blow it up. What we're doing is thinking a story, making everyone crazy, and then the co-host is crazy, and he's analyzing them. So that's what happens when you do a story. But we're excited about it. And you got to get George Lopez. He would do it.
Well,
we'll
put it this way. We've already...
I'll talk to him.
We put it an ear to him. So,
oh, good.
So it's just that it's his move.
Yes.
His move. Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to say too much, but like I said, this is just getting better than what it is. So it's...
You know what the old saying is, when you build it, they'll come. So, I mean, you know, that's just getting the foundations for the projects, and then, you get a lot of people that want to participate in those projects eventually, you know.
Well, if the project's successful, you're going to have it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very good. So, anyway, thank you very much for sharing about your project. What we're going to do is move. I've just got a few things to mention because I am.
All right.
The news items we'll just talk about real quick. Talk about the UFO sighting.
Hey, Gabriel, thank you very much, brother.
Jose. Thank you guys for having me on that.
Okay. All right, we'll talk a little bit later.
Thank you very much.
All right, you guys take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you listening right now?
Yeah, he's going to be listening. He's listening right now. Go say
hi, Jose. It's Candy. Call us so I can say hi to you. I miss you here.
There you go, Jose.
Yeah, Jose, I want to see you. I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah, see? You got your fan club. Anyway, real quick, what I was going to talk to you about is that all the stuff going on in the news about Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
But what's going on right now is in the news, they had a White House that owns Puerto Rico grid deal. And I understand, because I cover the news, and I know the rumors that go on, there was a company out of Montana, and the guy had nobody, and it was a deal from Zenke, one of the commerce secretary.
Right.
He's going to lose his job over this one, because what he did, this company had only two people, employees. How do you grow to 30 and you have no background in building electric grids? So it should be interesting to see what happens. Because, I find out, what I do. I'm going to have more about this probably next week. And then we were talking about the JFK files. The thing I wanted to find out about was who was behind the behind. That's what I want to know. So far, we're getting a very boring side, stuff that we knew, nothing that exciting. But I want to know, Fidel Castro, what was his interest?
Oh, yeah. They're just giving you stuff which you want to know, not what you
don't know. Well, it's a Donald Trump production. Yeah. You can be.
Don't get me started. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I have a whole thing with them.
They were supposed to release this anyway. It was dedicated to release what? After 25 years, they have to release stuff. But it's all redacted. The really juicy parts and all that stuff.
Yeah, and Marilyn Monroe. Did you hear one about Marilyn Monroe? The affair with Robert Kennedy. And
Both of those, yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday, Mr.
Happy
President.
Happy birthday, Mr.
President. Well, by the way, that wasn't me saying that.
That was Candy. That was Candy. Yeah. Anyway, real quick, I wanted to mention another thing in the news. It was kind of interesting. They had in the news about Harvey Weinstein, about Rose McGowan. We talked about it earlier.
Right.
Rose, stop being a D-actress. When you're going to go on live TV, act the part. Mm-hmm. Not act like an idiot and go, he raped me and I'm coming out alive. We've heard that before. I've seen her at parties. Not impressive. And to be honest with you, I know she looking for money day. It's not going to happen. And it's going to all blow up on her. Because how she's doing it. See, when I do the news, I do it my way, like Burger King. Yep. And then a third woman accused former President George Walker Bush of groping her. So I don't know if 93 or 94, if you can get in the chair and do anything, that's a plus. But allegedly, he
needed a place to rest his arm, so
that's it. He's saying hail to the chief.
That's right.
Anyway, hail to the chief, whatever. And then also, we're gonna have special shows coming up we're getting close to Thanksgiving. Yeah. We're gonna get to a charity. We'll have an event for charity.
Are you gonna do an event for a charity?
A charity.
I wanna be in it. I love doing charity.
You're always in my heart and soul.
Yes. But when you're not busy. I love doing charity. I love helping people and homeless people too. Especially.
There you go, sister.
We have.
And then we're gonna have Amber next week, your buddy Amber. And then we're gonna have some few other people coming in to make our show a success what it is. Anyway, any other comments?
Actually, I just also want to give a shout out to Paulette Monet and Tony Tate from New York City.
Paulette
from France. And I'm her ambassador for California.
Ooh.
Doing a new makeup line. I actually use it now.
She was supposed to come on our show, right?
Yes, but she had to go back to France. But it's organic. It's not tested on animals like MAC and Sephora.
Right.
And it actually helped your skin.
Get Vita.
That's all I use now.
Get Vita on.
I gave all my other makeup away.
You know who will get? My ex-co-host, Vita. Mm-hmm. Vita will get on.
Vita?
You got Vita. You put it on Vita.
Yes,
you put it on Amber.
I have some. I
put it on Amber.
Some.
Good.
And put it on this lady if you want.
No, it works
organic.
Really well. Yeah, and it makes right. my face clean. So I just want to give that a shout out.
Okay. That was a paid political
and
announcement.
Of course, for Gil.
Okay, everybody.
Okay, we'd like to close it out.
Right.
Fajardo, yes.
Well, we only got it. We have 30 seconds. I got to close.
Okay, you guys can go ahead and go onto my page, Real G Show. You can go catch us there. Also, Ride or Die TV series. Go ahead and add onto that.
Okay.
And so, have fun.
Sorry, everyone. We got to leave you here.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Peace.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.